welcome. It is May 22nd. Guys, welcome to the show. It's Shay Renee and friends. We are live. Sister Shireen, how you doing today?
Well, hello there, people of the Most High. I'm so happy to be here, as always. And Shay, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing great. We've got a fantastic show. Had been a busy day. So that's why I gave you a little bit more of the music, because I was downloading the song that I was going to play before we ended the show. So I wanted to make sure that I uploaded it before I came on the air and stuff, you know, working the board, trying to put on the show and everything. You know, it gets kind of, you know, difficult doing everything. But hey, we're on the move, so I'm going to have somebody eventually working this board, okay? And then I can just focus on hosting the show. But we've got a great guest tonight. His name is Michael Fleming. Guys, he's been on the show before. He was campaigning with me when Commissioner Edith Ann Moore was running for District 8 here in Memphis, Tennessee. Guys, we've been doing some things. We're on the move. And so, guys, help me welcome Michael Fleming.
Good evening. How you doing, Shay?
Doing good. How are you?
I apologize. I'm doing well. I apologize. I had switched my phone off the speaker. But, yeah, doing pretty good. It's been a productive day, so that you can't ever go wrong when it's been productive.
Exactly. And because it was such a productive day, you kind of made me change my whole format. And I was like, look, we need to do this on a show tonight, because it was such a good meeting, and it was a lot of like-minded people in one place with one goal and one vision to impact communities. And it can impact communities around the world, and actually it is impacting communities around the world. And so kind of tell our listeners about, because a lot of people don't know what's really happening within their own communities and the opportunities that are available for them to enhance their communities, and some of these are funded by government and federal funds. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my primary background over the last 20 years is I've been a management consultant, and probably over the last 4 to 5 years, I've helped a lot of people get into federal government contracting. And so most people have no idea, but it's one of the best opportunities that's out there, just bar none. That's probably not anything even close to it, and yet most people don't even know it exists. But yet it takes less than 2 weeks max to become a federal government contractor. And for the most part, you can do it for free. And so the federal government issues out 2,000 to 3,000 contracts a day globally. And so that's the other thing, too, is once you become a federal government contractor, you can take on contracts anywhere in the world. You can, you could follow your dreams and go to any country and kind of, you know, try to do a project or something for the government there. The government is ruled by these 20 industries that are called the NAICS codes. It's the NAICS codes. It stands for North American Industry Code System. It used to be the old SIC codes, the standard industry codes for the government. And so what it is that if you Google NAICS space census and then click on the year 2017, you'll see the code system for every single industry, every single product, every single service, anything you've ever thought about doing or buying or being part of, or just even anything that you've ever had a vision to do. The government has a code for it. And see, then they use those codes to set up a series of workshops. I mean, not just workshops, but to set up a series of contracts and proposals and different things that they do. Now, they do it both on the grant side and the contract side. I'm more on the contract side. But there's a website for both of them on both sides of the house.
Now, so, I think that's beneficial because it helps people that – are in different careers, and it had people like in all types of careers that they probably didn't even know these funds were even available because of their profession.
That's right.
And I was shocked to see some of the classes that were on there, or some of the categories that was on there, because I was like, wow, you know, I've been there. I didn't know it was money available, and I call myself pretty, you know, into it when it comes to researching. Especially when it comes to researching money.
Yeah. What, the reason that's so is because and they call it the DMV area of the United States. It's Delaware, Maryland, Virginia area. And that area, which is obviously, you know, encompasses D.C., is those people that live in that area, they know about all these federal contracts. They go to workshops and classes all the time, and they've got that area pretty saturated with people who have made a living out of federal contracts. Well, now those people are starting to branch out all over the country, because what they realize is that the contracts normally first go to someone locally, then someone in the city, the town, the state, I mean the county, and then the state, then regionally, right? So if they're in that city, in their town, which they try to go to cities or towns that have a lot of federal roads or federal highways, and or they have a lot of military bases or have a lot of federal infrastructure, buildings of different sorts that the federal government may have in that location for some reason, and then they're able to be one of the prime contractors in that area. So it's trickling out, but it's been trickling out over 20, 30 years, and yet most people haven't heard of it. So I just try to be a voice for the opportunity. And like I said, there's a website called SAM.gov, S-A-M.gov. It stands for the System for Award Management. And you can actually go on that website and even give them a phone call, and they'll walk you through on how to register on that site. They'll tell you what the steps are. But primarily, you could do it as a sole proprietor, but I don't ever recommend that. I tell people to try to get some kind of incorporation so that you have a shield between you and your customers and clients, because if something goes wrong, they can sue you for everything when you're a sole proprietor. But if you got a, if you're a corporation, they have to deal with the corporation, and especially if it's something that's not your fault. And then, but once you do that, then you come out to the SAM. They give you, you know, your IRS give you a free EIN number, and then the website will give you a free Dun & Bradstreet number, and then you just go through that process. There's no shortcut to it, though. It takes about an hour and a half to go through their registration. There's a self-certification part of it to it, where you just kind of tell them who you are, and then they try to build a profile around it. And then typically, at the max, it will take a total of 2 weeks to kind of go through all the processes. But I mean, as far as waiting on people to give you calls back and returning all the information, but in a lot of the cases, though, you actually can be in the system within 3 days. I mean, bidding on contracts within a week.
And see, and that right there, guys, if you are listening, okay, I see some of you all logged in the chat room, but listen, okay, if you out there and you are an entrepreneur and you have a business, this is something that is being given. I mean, like you said, Mike, is that there's 2,000 to 3,000 contracts coming out per day. This is not like months. This is coming out per day. So we can't say anymore that we don't have any jobs available. Okay? Mike, do you have a website or anything that people can connect with you or your organization?
I actually got some videos of all of this online, so you can feel free. And obviously, we're partnering with you, Shay, as well. So we're looking forward to having you come on board with us and being part of some of the components and stuff that we do. So even if you can't reach me, reach out to Shay as well. But if you look online and you actually put in Michael Fleming Federal Contracting on YouTube, then there's some videos and stuff that I got out there on how to go through the process. And, you know, feel free to look at those and share them with as many people as you can. And because to me, that I think it's not like I'm giving up some trade secret or something. This stuff is that's been out there and is in public domain. And so the goal is, how can we uplift communities? Well, most of the time that requires for businesses to grow and thrive, or entrepreneurs to come, you know, to start doing business in a particular community. And this gives people a way that sometimes when they're in a market that's not growing anymore, they got it now. They can stay in that market, but they can do business anywhere in the world. So, but the YouTube videos out there, and then my own personal management company is called Compass AIM Global Management, but my website is Compass AIM, CompassAIM.com, and you'll see all of my management consulting stuff that's out there. But over the years, I've worked a lot of federal government contracts. Didn't know it, though, at the time. I just was trying to, kind of follow my passion and my dreams. And got a lot of money from the cities and states and counties and different things, and found out later that those were all federal. They had all been federally funded, and so it's a very interwoven network of how the federal dollars actually hit a city or a town. But I pretty much can guarantee you that if you pretty much got a traffic light or some electrical lines running through your city or town, you pretty much got a federal contract somewhere. You know, there's some infrastructure. There are some people who do nothing but make a living doing nothing but chasing storms through each season. You know, spring brings tornadoes. And you have heat waves in the summer. And then, you know, the fall, you know, you get the tornadoes come back around and the hurricanes come around on that side. In the course of winter, you have the winter storms. So, you know, all those things create havoc in the federal system, but they create opportunity. So, you know, sadly, even in the midst of some of the trauma that we go through in around us, there are still business opportunities even in those as well, too.
Exactly, exactly. So this is just part of what this guy does. He does so much, and it's great to meet other people that do a lot of things, because now we just talk, and when we get together, we kind of begin to talk, and we can't stop talking because we do so many things, and it's a group of us, and we just spend hours talking and thinking of new ideals and new ways to maneuver and bring together and come together to make whatever we're working on even on a grander scale. So I love what's going on. But you also have the life changers going on.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that too. Your life changers, you know, what we realize is that it's one thing for those who are business savvy, business focused, the federal government contracts takes care of them fast. But for other people, what we know is that everybody wants more, some way, somehow. They want to be more of something. They want to live their best life. So life changers, and life changers, our focus is life coaching and a business coaching and career coaching and executive coaching. So life changers, our whole intentions are just to help you find your passion, your dream. And so we have a very unique workshop called Vision Quest. And in Vision Quest, we map out your whole life in less than an hour. It's a very unique exercise. And there's actually a website for it. We're developing a website more for it, but there's a website out there for it called my-lifequest.com, my-lifequest.com, my-lifequest.com. But the goal is that once you come and you have that first kind of introspection mapping session, then we'll try to sit with you and put together first a 15-day plan to see what things you need in the next 15 days. But the goal is to help you actually fulfill a one-year life plan, so that you have an entire year of change or seasons where you can kind of dedicate yourself to be, you know, to trying to find your best life and living your best life.
And I think that I've actually done the map, and I like the thing that I liked about the map was that it made me sit down and really, really think about some things. It made me think about, well, okay, what is it that I really, really think about all the time? So when I thought about that and you made me do that, you know, I pay more attention to my thoughts and how much I think about certain things, and if it's healthy, should I be thinking about that as much as I'm thinking about it? So not only with you trying the map on me, you've got me now utilizing that on a daily basis. So that's how powerful that map is and how powerful Life Changers is. So give them your YouTube address again.
Yeah, we're at, I'll tell you what, you know, I forgot the exact street address. I just started using the office, but we're in Memphis, Tennessee, off of Minden Hall in Cottonwood. There's a little business park. It's the only business park right there on that corner. And I don't mind giving out my number. I know people are always shocked what I do, but my number, direct number, is 678-508-6283. You can call or text me. More often than not, you're probably going to have to text me. And I'm usually in a meeting, so I don't get a chance to answer the phone, but I do get a chance to respond to text. And then I can get the direction to you. My direct email address is michaelafleming@hotmail.com, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, the letter A, F-L-E-M-I-N-G, @hotmail.com. And so I don't mind making that available. You can always reach out to me, and I will try to get you the additional information on when the classes and workshops are going to be. And then that way, you know, we'll make all our services available to you. We try to be a one-stop
That's
shop
right.
type of thing with total solutions and comprehensive solutions.
That's right. That's right. And so you'll be hearing more from Mike and from me and from the whole gang. You'll be hearing more from us. So, guys, make sure you stay tuned in. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you for taking out time and stuff to talk about our meeting today. It was awesome, guys. There's some great things happening here in Memphis, Tennessee, and around the world. So you definitely want to make sure you follow the show, visit our website, subscribe so that you can stay in tune with what is happening, because there are opportunities out there. And, hey, you know, this is Tuesday Motivation. And so we're motivating you to get empowered and get some of this money out here. Okay?
That's right.
So if nobody's told you that they love you today, well, we're telling you that we love you. All right? So make sure you laugh more, you love more, and motivate somebody. All right? We're doing a short show tonight because I've had a long day. So anyway, enjoy some Josh Stone until next Tuesday. Well, no, until Sunday. Don't forget to tune in to AM 730 at 5 p.m. every Sunday. Yeah, BYTV is live. Yeah, again, AM 730. You can pick it up on your dial, or you can listen to us live on the internet for all my internet listeners at am730yahoosports.com. All right, Sunday, 5 p.m. is the next show. And so, anyway, love you guys. Until next time. It's Josh Stone.
Lately, babe, I've been thinking how good it was when you were here, and it ain't the wine that I've been drinking, so once I feel my head is clear. The car.